And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of February, 2025. World Bonobo Day is February 14th. This day hopes to raise awareness about man's closest living relatives and ensure their continued existence. Bonobos are playful great apes. It is fitting that they share their day with Valentine's Day, as these creatures are some of the most loving. Bonobos are sometimes referred to as make love, not war apes, because of their range of famous and creative lovemaking activities. We share 98.7% of our DNA with them, and in many ways, they represent the best side of human nature. The great diurnal bonobo apes were one of the last of their kind to be discovered. They were once considered a subspecies of chimpanzees due to their physical similarities, but in 1933, they were acknowledged as their own species. Bonobos are only found in the rainforest along the south of the Congo River, are primarily herbivores, but will sometimes dine on insects and consume bats, flying squirrels, and small antelopes on rare occasions. In the wild, they can live for up to 40 years. Bonobos operate a matriarchal system where the females are in charge, particularly when it comes to governing social groups. Bonobos are a great ape species that never kill their own kind in the wild. They are peace-loving and kind creatures. Females take care of and share their food with other females. The female bonobo forms an inseparable bond with her young, as she is solely responsible for them. Young bonobos are strongly attached to their mothers and will often be traumatized if separated from them too early. Bonobos have superior intelligence and can even make simple tools, like umbrellas and beds from leafy branches. Bonobos are known for self-medicating by combining certain plants to create remedies. Unfortunately, these gentle animals are endangered, largely due to human activities. The Congo War had adverse effects on the apes as it plunged people into abject poverty, making them look for alternative food sources. Industrial logging also allowed hunters access to the bonobos' habitat, which was previously only accessible by boat and bush planes. The shrinking bonobo populations can be attributed to hunting for their meat and contact with humans, which has introduced diseases such as Ebola to their population. They are listed as an endangered species, and the Bonobo Project seeks to conserve bonobos and take measures to increase their population. Currently, bonobos are protected by organizations like the Bonobo Conservation Initiative, the Friends of Bonobos, and Lola Ya Bonobo, in collaboration with local communities. Lola Ya Bonobo, a sanctuary for orphaned bonobos, was founded in 1994 to reintroduce those confiscated from the black market back into the wild. Their three-pronged approach is 1, rescue and provide sanctuary, 2, rewild and protect, and 3, tackle the root causes. The publication of Vistopia, The Anguish of Being Vegan in a Non-Vegan World by Claire Mann was on this day in 2018. This book is the first of its kind to identify the existential crisis faced by vegans. Vistopia is the normal response any feeling human being should have after discovering the nature and extent of society's systematized animal abuse. It's fueled by the trance-like collusion of non-vegans with the dystopian world they've not yet realized they're a part of. Best-selling author Claire Mann, a vegan psychologist, communications trainer, and existential psychotherapist, not only validates the vegan's experience, but rejects medical labels which claim such anguish is abnormal. As a telling witness to Vistopia, a term she coined in 2017, she provides vegans with a language and toolbox to work through their anguish and unite with others to examine the biggest social justice challenge of our time, our relationship with the rest of the animal kingdom. And here's a folktale for today from the Congo. A woman put her baby on the riverbank while she fished. The baby started crying. Then an ape came and cradled the child. The mother screamed, but the ape said, "Don't be afraid," handing the baby to her. Later, the woman's husband wanted to see this ape, so he put his baby by the river and hid. Again, the ape came and cradled the child. The man hurled his spear at the ape, but he hit the baby instead. "You have killed your own," groaned the ape as she placed the dead child on the ground and retreated into the forest. A story from the Congo. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be like the bonobos today and make love, not war.